This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore along the Louisiana coast on Sunday as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the area. After stalling for several hours over coastal Louisiana, it left about a half million homes without power as night began to fall. After the storm made landfall near the barrier island of Grand Isle on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned, "The devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves." The president said he has already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi, both still in the path of a Category 4 storm. He said the federal government would help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He also urged people in the storm-affected regions to look out for your neighbors. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the Mississippi River on Sunday actually reversed direction temporarily because of the storm, something a USGS expert told CNN was extremely uncommon. The reversal is due to storm surge and strong winds. Ida initially goes down as tide for the fifth strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States based on wind speed. New Orleans hospitals plan to ride out the storm with their beds nearly full of COVID-19 patients, as similarly stressed hospitals elsewhere had little room for evacuated people. And shelters for those fleeing their homes carried an added risk of becoming flashpoints for new infections. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday visited the Islamic State jihadist group's former Iraqi stronghold in Mosul a day after vowing to keep troops in the country. He said in a speech that he urges Iraq's religious communities to work together to rebuild the country. This is VOA News. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says in a report that North Korea appears to have restarted a nuclear reactor that is widely believed to have produced plutonium for nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency has had no access to North Korea since Pyongyang expelled its inspectors in 2009. The country then pressed ahead with its nuclear weapons program and soon resumed nuclear testing. Its last nuclear test was in 2017. The IAEA now monitors North Korea from afar, largely through satellite imagery. The report issued without fanfare on Friday said after about 2.5 years of inactivity, the 5-megawatt reactor at Yongbyon appears to have begun some activity that would be consistent with the operation of a nuclear reactor. The primary clue, the report said, was the discharge of cooling water from the plant. Friday's report said the duration of that apparent work, 5 months from mid-February to early July, suggested a full batch of spent fuel was handled. That's in contrast to the shorter time that would have been needed for waste treatment or plant maintenance. The IAEA issues the report annually before a meeting of its member states, posting it online with no prior announcement. A senior Taliban leader has confirmed to VOA that the group is in the final stages of announcing a new cabinet in Afghanistan. It is expected to include all members of the Taliban's current leadership council. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA the process is near completion, in his words. While the Taliban claimed the government will be inclusive, their spokesman said sharing power is not the group's current priority. The United States said it destroyed an explosive-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul Sunday, hours after President Biden warned of the possibility of another terror attack in the capital as a massive airlift of tens of thousands of Afghans entered its last days. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb destined for the airport had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. The United States said only that it had struck the vehicle, but added that secondary blasts indicated a substantial amount of explosive material. Local media reported there may have been civilian casualties. The U.S. says it is assessing that information. And Israel on Sunday began offering a COVID-19 booster shot to children as young as 12. Its prime minister said a campaign that began a month ago among seniors has slowed a rise in severe illness caused by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.